The poem that I'll be reading is called Gentle Now, Doves of the Thornberry and Moringa Thicket by Ibn al-Arabi. Ibn al-Arabi is one of the world's great spiritual teachers. He was born in 1165 in Murcia in Islamic Spain, which was a place of great flourishing and of a great cross-fertilization of Muslim, Jewish, and Christian communities and ideas. He was a Muslim philosopher, a spiritual teacher, a poet whose ideas about truth and being still resonate today, and after him, in fact, were engaged, embraced, and refuted by scholars across religious traditions until today. So he was a great thinker of an Islamic civilization, and a human civilization, in fact. These poems that he wrote, this particular poem comes out of a book called The Interpreter of Desires, or the Zaman al-Ashwaq. And these poems were in fact written for a woman named Nizam, the daughter of a scholar from Isfahan, who was a scholar in her own right, and whom Ibn Arabi fell in love with when he was on a trip, a pilgrimage trip, to the Holy Sanctuary in Mecca. And in fact, he met her because he actually hoped to study with her aunt, who was a great scholar of religious sciences. He didn't make it on the roster of her students, but he did end up meeting her niece and falling in love with her. Now, this particular work, The Interpreter of Desires, is a book of love poetry, but he explicitly connects it to his mystical philosophy through a commentary text. The poem I'll be reading now has four thematic movements as you hear it, just keep that in mind. The first is the remembrance of the beloved, which is an integral part of all Arabic qasidas or odes. The second part is, he speaks about the state of fana, or annihilation, or passing of self in union with God, the divine beloved. The third, he references the stations of the Islamic pilgrimage, or Hajj, especially the circumambulation of the Kaaba, the sanctuary, the holy sanctuary, the house of God. And fourth, he speaks about the mystical idea that the greatest Kaaba, or house of God, is in fact the heart of the divine lover in love with God. Gentle now, doves of the thornberry and moringa thicket. Gentle now, doves of the thornberry and moringa thicket, don't add to my heartache your sighs. Gentle now, or your sad cooing will reveal the love I hide, the sorrow I hide away. I echo back in the evening, in the morning echo, the longing of a love-sick lover, the moaning of the lost. In a grove of tamarisks, spirits wrestled, bending the limbs down over me, passing me away. They brought yearning, breaking of the heart, and other new twists of pain, putting me through it. Who is there for me in Jam, and the place at Mina? Who for me at Tamarisk Grove, or at the way station of Na'man? Hour by hour they circle my heart in rapture, in loving, and touch my pillars with a kiss. As the best of creation circle the Kaaba, which reason with its proofs called unworthy, and kiss the stones there, and he was the Nothing. And what is the house of stone compared to a man or a woman? They swore, and how often they'd never change, piling up vows. She who dyes herself red with henna is faithless. A white glazed gazelle is an amazing sight, red dye signaling, eyelids hinting, pasture between breastbones and innards. Marvel, a garden among the flames. My heart can take on any form, a meadow for gazelles, a cloister for monks. For the idols, sacred ground, Kaaba for the circling pilgrim. The tables of the Torah, the scrolls of the Quran. I profess the religion of love, wherever its caravan turns along the way, that is the belief, the faith I keep. Like Vishud, Hind and her sister, love mad Qais and his lost Layla, Maya and her lover, Ghaylah.